Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed, and we saw Siman Vav, where the Chayadim says that in case a person is closing a box, and there is a concern that possibly there are flies in there which will be entrapped by closing it, so a person should try and shoo away the excess which is there. And once he's done that, he has a right to assume that there's nothing left, and he can close the box. And we left off with wondering what is the logic behind this idea that the Chayyadim is saying. So let's clarify a few points in this regard. First of all, there's a machlokes rishonim whether this is called Seda. Why is this a question? Because you're definitely trapping it. So it goes back to the definition of the Melachah Seda, which seems to be a machlokes. Is the Melachah Seda the act of circumscribing and limiting an animal's or a bal chai's area? You've taken away the freedom from the animal. The animal is entrapped. Or the act of tzeda is the acquisition of the item, transferring the control of the item from the animal to a human being. So one practical difference would be an animal which is has a limited scope of walking. So the animal's limitations already exist before the person enters, so limiting them is not really doing seda. But there is an act of acquisition which is taking place. The idea of seda is to take possession of the animal and put the animal under the person's control before the animal was roaming free, and now the animal is under the control of the person. We can make an argument maybe the other way around. The person can get any time they want, so it was always within the control of the person, but the animal had a free roam, which you're taking away. So you can make an argument in that situation in both directions. But over here, when a person closes it inside of a box, when it's inside of the box, you can't get them. The only way you can get them is by opening the box. When you open the box, they're going to fly away. So the animal has clearly been entrapped. The animal has clearly been limited in where it can go. On the one hand, on the other hand, you have not taken possession of them in any way, shape, or form, because as soon as you open the box to take the item, take the animal, over here, the insect, if a person decided they would want to do something with the flies inside, so they close the box to keep the flies inside, and then when they open the box, the flies fly out. So they haven't done seda. Because they haven't gained any more access to the animal than they had before. So that's the first point. So it's something which is Eibimid, and it's Mechlokes whether this is considered Seda. So it's Mechlokes, it's a Sabek Drabbanon. So a person arguably should try and avoid the Mechlokes, shoo away that which is there, and then after what's left, after he's done that, he has a right to assume there's nothing left. He doesn't have to be going cautious that maybe he has a potential suffix isod rabbanon, which is there. That would be one explanation. However, there is a much broader question which this case brings out, and that is the understanding of the concept of psikresha and how psikresha plays out vis-a-vis Darvash Enemies Kavin. We mentioned before, so let's start the process, and we'll continue it in the upcoming shurim. Darvash Enemies Kavin, we have to understand the logic behind Darvash Enemies Kavin. Why in the world should that be mutter? Darvash Enemies Kavin means, if a person is doing action A, and there's a potential for A to cause B, action A is completely mutter. Action B is also deraisa. So he's doing A with the potential of causing B. So can a person do that? Is a person allowed to do that? So normally Yehuda says, well, that's what's called safed deraisa lechumra. He did it when he said deraisa, for example. So a person sits down, there's a piece of meat there. It might be kosher, it might be treif. He says, good chance, I don't know. I say, I'm sorry, sir, safed deraisa lechumra. So he's doing an action which may end up being an avera. So something derives from the chumrah. It seems to be very parallel. Person schlepping a chair on Shabbos over a soft ground, it might make a furrow. He actually plans to plant there the following day, so he's planning to use this. This is malacha tzrich l'gufa. It's not a makalkal. It's actually a masakin. And right now he's schlepping the chair not to make a furrow. He needs to move the chair. But he'd be quite happy if he makes that furrow. He'll use it. It's not a makalkal. It's a tzricha legufa, etc. So he says, listen, it might make a furrow, might not. So I'll take my chances. The peril will be, it might be kosher, it might be not. I'll take my chances. We say, you can't take your chances. So he could the rice of the chumra. So Yehuda says, Dorosh Eino Miskaven is Osur. Shimon comes along and says, Dorosh Eino Miskaven is Mutter. So we have to understand Reb Shimon's position, and then we'll move from there to how Pesik Reisha works, and we'll move from there to how we look at this case. Is this case a true case of a Pesik Reisha, or is this case actually worse than a regular Pesik Reisha? Have a good day.